The bigger problem than this was that all members of the Second Estate were born into the upper class, inheriting wealth and titles from their parents. Therefore, the only way to break out of the Third Estate was to become a clergy person, and therefore become unable to pass one's wealth to the next generation. The estate system kept the Third Estate down, with little hope of improving one's family condition, and with little opportunity to voice complaints to the government. The Estates General was a Congress that was called at certain times to resolve a crisis in France. By 1789, the overspending of the monarchy, the food shortages, and the debt of the government made Louis call on the Estates General. For the first time in over a century, the Estates General met at the Palace of Versailles, outside of Paris, the same one that we saw in Chapter 3. At last, the Third Estate had a chance to complain about the very unfair system. However, the Third Estate, though it was 97% of the population, only had 33% of the vote in the Estates General. All three estates received equal representation. If the First and Second Estate outvoted the Third, there was nothing for it to do except revolt.